Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kelly Raspberry is a great mother, a talented radio personality, but that's not the best thing she's at.
My talent is discovering talent, isn't it?
She discovers talent.
She's Scooter Braun.
Better than Scooter Braun.
Yeah, hell yeah.
As
just evidence, wait for the rest of the world to recognize.
As it was evidenced about, what, a year and a half ago, maybe
about,
2 years ago, when Kelly Raspberry found a young little flower.
Plucked her from obscurity, I did.
She was a flower. She was a bud.
She was just a little bud blooming.
Blooming on YouTube.
Blooming.
We might be taking that a little extreme. Actually, we had a contest, a talent scout contest. Kid pitted us all against each other to find someone who was the most talented. Just so happened to be the girl that I found was Reagan James, and she won, got a meeting with Scooter Braun, who told her, you know, he loved her, thought she was talented, get out there, keep working. And she pops up on The Voice.
Yep. It didn't stop there with the Scooter Braun
That's
meeting.
Right.
She ended up on The Voice, and last night during the battle rounds, it was, you do it or go home.
Yeah.
And this is what Reagan sounded like last night.
Call on the ladies out, they're in their finery. 100 juice on throats, 100 juice between seats. Now bring my boys in, their skinny
grays. I'd say this was a perfect song for Reagan James.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But why?
Sounds that way.
Let's talk to Reagan. She's on the phone with us right now.
Oh, cool.
We went backdoor action on The Voice, and we got her on the phone. Hey, Reagan.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing great.
Not as good as you.
Wow.
That goes without saying, obviously.
Yeah. How you feel now that you can actually talk about what happened in the battle round now, finally?
I know. Isn't it great? I'm so happy. It's so great.
Yeah, because when she was in last time, they'd already filmed this part, and she wasn't even allowed to say a word.
No one, and you can't talk about it.
Right.
How tough is that to keep a secret for that length of time?
It's really hard, especially whenever you have so many people asking you about it.
Yeah.
Well, my Twitter was blowing up last night. I know yours was, too. Mm-hmm. Everybody was just so excited that you made it past the battle round.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next? Do you have, like, how many more? Honestly, I've never watched until this season, so I'm not really sure the order of things now.
The knockout rounds are next, and then it goes into the live shows.
Now, what's the difference between the battle round and the knockout round?
Okay, so you know in the battle round, it's like a duet, and you sing with the person.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, in the knockout round, you're paired with somebody from your team, but you sing two different songs. So you have, like, separate performances.
That's more fair.
But then your coach will pick who did it better.
Oh, wow.
And there's no chance at the knockout round to be saved by another judge at that point? Is it too late?
Knockout round, every coach has one steal.
Okay. So we still have a steal possibility. But we're not worried about that.
Reagan's not going to need
that.
I don't think Reagan's going to need that because, see, that's what Pharrell said. Remember when Pharrell realized his mistake when he didn't turn his chair around for her?
He said, I'm stealing you.
He pulled her to the side. And what did he say to you, Reagan?
I'm stealing you.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And you're thinking, you ain't going to have a chance to steal me. I know that's what you're thinking.
Reagan, between the judges, what is the most flattering thing that has been said to you, whether it was on camera, off camera, about your vocal abilities by one of those judges? What's the most flattering thing?
All right. I think Pharrell always says that I have swag.
You have swag?
To hear Pharrell Williams say that you have swag is like, wait, no, you have swag.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
He invented swag.
It's just, I don't know. He respects my relaxation on stage and how I can just let go. And I think that's really what I'm going for. And so, but I mean, every single compliment I get up there means more than the world because they're all so established and successful. And to have the ability to sing in front of them and get their feedback is, you know, a chance not many people get.
For having to sing in front of somebody, and again, we're talking with Reagan James from The Voice, having to sing in front of people that have sold millions and millions in records, and for you to go out there and act like it's no big deal, that speaks volumes with your performance, like where you're at with your performance level. Let's hear can we hear real quick what the judges said about you, real Reagan? Because I'm sure you want to rehear that again.
Yeah.
We should just go to Gwen because I'm upset right now.
Gwen.
Today, I think your voice was even better than I thought.
Thank you.
Really, really nice.
Gwen.
Reagan, you know, you walked up here like you've been a pop star for 20 years. You're 15 years old.
Thank you.
You both have this hunger
And that's why I do this show, is to work with people like both of you. The winner of this battle was Reagan.
Whoa. My man,
didn't
Blake.
Didn't even have to think twice.
Now, here's my question, though. You've been receiving lots of praise, but I'm sure you've been receiving a lot of criticism. Is anything you've taken and said, you know what, that hurts? Or anything that you've rejected that they've told you that you should change about your performance? Anything negative like that?
Anything from the coaches?
Yeah, anything that you've heard criticisms about, you know, how you should be singing, but you feel differently, or they've said something that really punched you in the gut.
I can say with confidence that I have not heard one negative thing.
That's good.
Very good.
That is awesome.
There's been constructive things, but all of them are completely encouraging. And then I'll take it and fix it, and then it's positive.
Did you have any say in getting to do that Lord song?
No. And, I mean, in all of my interviews, everything, my inspiration, my newer age inspiration is always Lord. And so whenever I found out I was doing team, I was unbelievably ecstatic.
You were like, I got this.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because that's like my girl. That's like what I do. And so it's perfect.
Has Blake mentioned Big Al at any point during the competition?
He talks about you all the time.
Oh, thank you, Reagan, for lying to me.
I think he says, keep him away from me.
Just believe it. Just take that and believe it, Al.
I am. I'm taking that home with me.
We talked about you the other day. Actually, he emailed me, talked about you.
Really?
Okay, see, now you got to learn when to pull back,
Reagan.
See, you're going to have me really believe
in
you.
I'm sorry, Al.
Reagan, can you at least steal a piece of Blake's, like, clothing or maybe his cup or something to send to
Are
Big
you
Al?
You're asking me to steal his clothes?
His cup.
Or a cup that he used on the show.
No, the cup he drinks out of. Or, you know what I mean. A memento.
A boot or something, yeah.
Okay, I'll steal his boot for you.
All right. Thank
you.
Whoa. I really think Reagan can get that for you.
Reagan probably she could.
You know what I mean, like a towel.
Wouldn't you rather have a cup, knowing he's been drinking vodka out of that cup?
And then you drink out of that every night out?
I can make a boot, like I can make like a shrine.
He ain't going to give up one of his boots. You know how much his boot costs? His boot costs more than your car.
True.
Yeah. So one boot.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. We're talking with Reagan James from The Voice. She's on Team Blake. She had her battle last night, and she
won.
Was victorious with her battle.
You're so proud of you.
Reagan, you're 15.
Thank you.
You're 15 years old. You're basically plucked out of school, and now you're on TV. You get to see yourself on TV. You're on iTunes and doing extremely well. You're getting followers on Twitter left and right. How is this for you as a 15-year-old girl who's just a normal high school girl a few months ago, and now you're...
Where's
on national
your head?
Television. Yeah, where are you at?
I think, and it all ties back to what you said earlier about how it's like performing in front of the coaches and being completely relaxed. Because I think, you know, right now I'm still, well, to an extent, a normal kid. But in my head, I know where I want to be, and that's where they are. And so in my head, I'm already there. Because I'm just working, and I want to get there. And so I guess... I look up to them, but that's where I want to be. And so I want to make sure that I'm as comfortable as possible. And so, yeah, I go to school and I have my friends and I live, you know, that normal life too. And it's amazing because I love being able to do both. But I know where I want to be now. And so it's just, you know, the matter of working there and getting there.
And a couple questions. Now, when you perform a song on the show, that song you record is available on iTunes, right?
Yes, go get it.
So go look up Reagan James on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
And Jenna really wants to know where you got that jacket you wore during the battle.
Yeah, that jacket is super cute. Where is that jacket from?
Oh, my goodness. I love that blazer so much.
What was it?
Jenna wants it.
I have no idea.
No, like literally, what is the exact jacket?
I don't have it, but no, I absolutely love it too.
So they style you. The show styles you. You don't
like
get to choose.
Look.
Yes.
Oh, what a nice perk.
You don't get to keep the clothes, though?
I've heard rumors that the winner gets to keep all their clothes.
And you know what? It makes sense. I mean, that's what happens when you get...
The top three get to keep something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get famous and rich...
They give you stuff.
More you don't have to buy it.
Yeah, you don't have to buy a dang thing.
That makes sense, though, because it's part of the look, you know? Their stage presence. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm loving the look. I'm loving the sound. I'm loving the voice. I'm loving Reagan James. Follow her on Twitter. The Reagan James is her handle because apparently there's another one, But she is the Reagan James.
Is there a Reagan James without the D?
And Reagan, have you already, since we haven't hit the live shows yet, you said there's the knockout round where you do an individual performance against someone else on Blake's team?
Did you see the sneak peek last night with Taylor Swift?
No. So she's going to be one of your coaches for this next round.
Advisor.
Oh, that's so cool.
Okay,
cool.
Give us some scoop on Taylor.
Something good.
Well, she like... Was it intimidating too? Because she started around the same age. You know, she got famous around the same age as you.
Well, what does she smell like?
Yeah, what does she smell
something.
Like?
Just basic.
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
How wrong did she smell?
Oh, did she smell that? breaking news. Taylor has BO.
Reagan James said it. We heard it. No, we didn't.
Right here.
No,
we didn't.
Was it intimidating, though, being in the same room as Taylor Swift?
It was an honor.
It was an honor?
Yeah, I bet.
It was an honor. She's so successful. I mean, she is as big as it gets. And so, no, it was an honor.
Were you more nervous with her or with us the first time you came here?
Good question.
Thank you.
Oh, I mean, probably you.
She was still green, you know? Now she's a pro.
And Taylor seems like she would act like one of your best friends.
Yeah.
Did she give you her like private email or private phone number?
Because
celebrities, she's not Taylor Swift at yahoo.com.
Reagan,
she got like a private email she gives out to her girlfriend.
Reagan James, listen here, little young lady. If you have a Taylor Swift phone number, can we patch her in?
You guys are vultures.
Yeah. That would be so bad.
I just want Blake Shelton's boot. That's all.
All right, so when does the knockout round start? And I'm assuming you've already recorded this portion as well, right?
They start airing next week.
Next week? Okay, so we're going to tune in to The Voice on, what is it, Monday and Tuesday nights.
Right.
And then follow Reagan on Twitter. And don't forget to go to iTunes and download her songs. I think that's really important to do that, too, and support her.
Yeah, we'll have all her info at kidnation.com.
So perfect.
You can keep track of Reagan.
Well, good luck, Reagan. It's fun watching you.
Thank y'all so much.
Okay, and we want to talk to you again next week when you make it through.
Oh, because duh.
Hey, Reagan, what do you tell the girl that you battled afterwards? Because I'm sure Kensington was pretty devastated. Do you talk to her after, or is it too weird?
Well, we went to two separate places afterwards. But, afterwards, when I saw her again, I just gave her a hug and, we just affirmed each other. And, I mean, it was great working with her. She was so easy to work with and flexible. And she was absolutely awesome.
Bye, Kensington.
Bye.
Bye, Kensington.
Hey, that's
one down, 10 more to go.
That's what you're on there for. That's what you're on the show for.
You got to take people out.
That's not what I said.
It's part of the competition, Kensington.
Let Kelly handle that.
Reagan, don't worry. We know.
Kelly will be the...
say a bad word about anyone.
Kelly will be the trash talker for you, Reagan.
Okay, fine, because I'm not going to do it for myself.
I'll do it.
Reagan, thank you so much for joining us again, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Talk to you next week, hopefully.
Right, yay. Good luck. Rest of that voice.
Bye.
Bye.
Fun having somebody so close.
She's great. Yeah,
man,
she's great.
She is doing so well.
Right?
That is cool.
Don't even have a driver.
I told her, I said, I don't want 10%. I just want a really nice present when you get famous.
Oh, seriously, go to kidnation.com and look up the video of Reagan when she was in studio. Like a couple years ago to where she's at now. And blows your mind how...
She's so interesting because, she had the most beautiful long hair when I first saw her. And, one day she just took scissors and just whacked it all off. And her mom's like, what did you do? And that's when she was on our show. She just whacked off all of her hair. And now it's growing back.
I like this look they have her in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's just got swag. Even when Little Big Town came in, she was supposed to, they were coaching.
Uh-huh.
She walks in like, oh, no big deal. What's up, guys? And the other girl, Kensington, walks in and she freaks out super fan.
Bye, Kensington.
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Free money, baby.
All right. Time's up to write free money for Kid Nation.
For today.
You could do it for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't do it, you're only going to score $500. But we warned you.
Hey, yep. $500 is great.
We've had lot of $500 winners. Angela Abbott. Kristen Inacio, Walter Yeager with WY. I mean, all kinds of initials. Didn't have anybody with the XZ initials.
Don't forget, Nikki Tompkins won $500 yesterday and 75 bonus points.
That's right.
We're handing out bonus points now.
You know what?
We do not know what they're good for.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Let's do wild and crazy. Let's do 100 bonus points today.
100 bonus points? All right.
Wow.
All right.
I mean, it's hump day.
You're on till out.
All right.
Don't forget, at 10,000 bonus points, you can score yourself a nice Kelly Raspberry keychain.
I better get
all
more
right,
confidence.
Let's pull those initials.
No,
let's
you,
do
don't,
it.
You probably don't need to, Kelly.
We have our. What is this? We decided it wasn't lotto, it's bingo.
It's a bingo lotto machine.
Bingo, yeah. And, well, air blows some ping pong balls around. And
we have five sets of the alphabet in there. We're going to pull out one letter, followed by another letter, which will make that two letters.
I can barely hear you over the balls, JC.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there's one right there. Yeah. Oh, we are working.
Right, we have
don't even have to pull it out. It just pops out.
All right, the first letter is L.
Good letter.
L.
Good letter. Good letter.
L.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah. The L word.
No. What is the catch, Miley?
Nice grab.
The second letter is I.
L-I.
L-I. I-L.
Larry.
Those are your initials.
Inez Lopez.
That would be one.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's an example of one. So I-L or L-I, those are the initials today in the free money name game. And the number you have to call is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK IT. The 13th caller with I-L or L-I as the first and last initial in your legal name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On your ID.
Like for me, it would be Angela Raspberry because Kelly is my middle name. So I would be A-R, not K-R. Get it?
Look at that.
Got it.
It's not by what you go by. It's what your legal name is.
JC,
and you're
going to
win $500.
A million names.
Yeah, JC, what's your full name?
Jose Roberto Angeles Catem Lopez Chavez de Perez.
So what would be your initials with all that?
Okay, because you said Chavez. What was the de Perez?
De Perez.
What was the last one you said?
Well, de Perez.
So that would be J-D?
No, I'd probably be J-C.
That's your legal.
Because I'd take Chavez as my legal, certificate.
How do you spell that last thing you said?
De Perez.
De Perez? Well, it's a D-E and then a separate word. Perez. P-R-E-Z.
Of Perez. Yeah.
When you come over here, you can just pick one. Like if you've got like eight names like that.
Do
you
I went with my dad's name. But
yeah. Okay.
You accumulate them.
Why is it of Perez?
Because that was my dad's mother's maiden name.
Right.
Oh, okay, cool. I wasn't sure if it was like a location. Like
no, everybody in the family tree.
It's Mexico City.
You literally build your whole family tree on your name. Some families do that.
No,
some
I like the
some
explanation. I didn't know if it could just be like the Texas.
The border.
So yesterday we were talking about pranks gone wrong because mm-hmm. Kelly Raspberry found a story of this guy who had surgery. And he had surgery at the hospital that he worked at or at the place where
the
clinic. And they decided to prank him by putting some pink panties on him.
Right. This is coworkers. Funny
and harmless.
He didn't like that very much.
He didn't like the prank.
He became very stressed out. He couldn't work anymore.
He couldn't function.
Ended up getting fired. Then he ended up suing the clinic. And that prank definitely did not go as planned.
It backfired, JC.
It backfired.
Prank gone wrong.
I feel him because knowing that my coworkers had my legs up in the air, putting some panties on me when my legs are all spread and stuff.
They're medical professionals.
I don't care. I don't want you guys seeing those goodies. In that kind of environment. Unless I'm cut open. You can't see me naked.
Well, he was having a colonoscopy. He was having a procedure.
Yeah, I mean, they already saw the butt.
That's fine. If you can see the butt, don't put panties on my butt.
Yeah, but
I mean, they saw the butt. Literally, they didn't see any more or less than they would have had they not put the panties on him. You know what I'm saying?
I still don't think
you don't think that's a funny, like, you would do that to your friend if you were a nurse or a doctor. You would do that.
Oh, I feel like.
Yeah, I probably would.
I mean,
right?
First of all, if you're going to have a procedure like that, go have it at another hospital other than the one you work at. Yeah.
I guess Obamacare, he had to get what he could get.
I guess maybe get a little discount. Yeah,
maybe it was like for trade.
50% off or something.
This lit up our Facebook and our Twitter and our Instagram, and we have some funny stories here, like the one from Michael, who wrote, I owned my own business and had a company cell phone, and I was able to get more cell phones, so I gave one to my wife. I decided to leave her sexy little message on her phone. Since the phone is in my company phone, I have the codes to check the voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
So after I left my sexy little message, throw her off, I decided to listen to it and make sure it sounded okay. When I went to check the voicemail, there were a few other messages from her apparent lover, who had left some extremely X-rated voicemails.
Oh.
And it was one of my quote-unquote friends.
Oh!
We divorced shortly after this prank took place.
Prank gone wrong.
Well, so she didn't know that he had the password.
Nope.
Oh, my man.
Nope.
If your husband gives you a company phone,
you better know.
I'd keep that one clean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have a little burner phone.
Get the burner phone.
So he was trying to throw her off with some sexy messages from
another guy.
And he got found.
Feel bad for him.
I know.
Brandon says in high school, I don't like this one at all.
Well,
in high school, I convinced a friend of mine while we were on the phone by using different voices and sound effects that I had been stabbed to death.
Oh.
I even threatened her as the killer that she better keep her mouth shut.
Oh, my goodness.
I kept it going for about a half an hour.
Yeah, cut that music.
We were able to laugh about it at the time.
No.
I look back on it, and I'm the worst person ever.
Yeah.
Well, at least you recognize that.
I don't like that at all.
No, you don't do that to your friend.
That's
so dark.
Really
do we have a funny one?
That's
well, Frederick, let's see. Frederick's on Facebook. He wrote, I dumped a pitcher of ice-cold water on my wife while she was in the shower.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But 1 week later, she got revenge when she tried to turn off my hot water by sliding her hand in the shower to adjust the dial. Actually, she turned off the cold water and almost scorched my entire body.
Yeah.
It wasn't funny at all.
Oh.
Oh, that probably
burned
so much.
Oh, my
man. He was all screaming.
What kind of music am I supposed to play for this?
I feel like someone set me on fire.
I'm just not going to play anything.
Fire!
There you go.
Anymore, I almost killed somebody. Ones that we want to talk about.
I'm just reading.
Okay.
What, Jenna? I mean, these are pranks gone wrong. What do you expect?
Yeah, there has to be a tragic consequence.
So the guy almost got scalded. It happens.
And the guy was a fake murderer.
I mean, you got to think about these things when you're doing pranks. There's going to be a potential bad.
We should just outlaw pranks.
No, I'm serious.
Thank you. The most pleasure I've ever gotten was when we used to watch those prank videos, that prank TV show they do in Brazil, and I didn't understand any
language. Oh, those are
so cruel.
The elevator power going out, the full little demon girl crawling out from the hole scaring people.
I'm telling you, you have to watch. Prank versus Prank on YouTube is my favorite channel.
Right? Is that the one from Brazil or something?
No, this one's the one with the boyfriend and the girlfriend that go back and forth on each other.
I think they don't have as many like laws in Brazil.
Oh, yeah, they don't. Or in other countries. They don't.
You see these videos of people who are literally being terrified and thinking they're about to die.
Yeah. Right?
And then, it was just a joke.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not funny.
No.
I just don't think that's funny.
It's not funny. It would be funny to me because I like pranks.
But that's taking it to you're about to die.
Yeah, I like
you
funny.
Really,
I don't like,
these people literally think they've set up these elaborate schemes where they think an asteroid is about to. They set up instead of a window.
The screen. Yeah.
It looks like a window, but it's actually a TV screen because they're trying to show you how crystal clear this TV picture
and
is.
And it was good.
And they have an asteroid aiming for the building. The people are like terrified. They don't know where to go. There's nowhere to go when you're about to be
because it hit far away
killed.
First. Yeah.
And the one where they get on the elevator and the two guys get on with the coffin and they're trying to move it and it pops open.
When they fall out.
The bottom falls out of the elevator.
My favorite one lately is the one Jenna showed me of the dog that got dressed like a giant spider.
The spider dog? Have you seen spider dog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the best. I'm trying to plan a prank, and I'll just say this. It's on one of you guys.
Well, seriously, JC? Look
it's
at me.
It's on Kelly.
Look at me.
No, it's not. Come on, you guys.
Kelly, you'd be the best to prank.
I don't prank me.
You would be so good.
Kelly, I'm not finding humor in the suggestion.
I'm sitting down and getting out.
I have to try it, Kelly, because I've never gotten you. And I've gotten Al. I've gotten Jenna.
No, you haven't.
Well, I almost got Jenna.
No, you haven't.
I almost got Jenna.
You hit in the back of my car, and I started pulling away from work, and I still was like, sup, bro?
I almost went home with her. I was going to take the prank that long, but I didn't feel like getting...
Yeah,
it's
nice to drive you back.
Yeah, I have to take a bus back.
Free money, baby.
Commitment is key in
that wasn't commitment. I didn't have commitment on that one, Jenna. I'm sorry.
If you had done that to me, I would not have driven you back.
I know. I knew Jenna wouldn't know either.
I'm going to be on my toes.
Jenna would have been like, I'm going to sleep. Sorry. I'm Leanne.
Yes.
Can you please tell me what your last name is, please?
My last name is Isaac.
Isaacs?
There you go. That's an L and an I right there.
That's an L-I.
Yeah.
Leanne Isaacs, you just scored $500. No problem right there.
Yeah, you did.
You go, Leanne.
Oh, my God.
All right. Now let's turn that into an even bigger scream because I am hoping. Don't keep me in Did you go on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook?
I think y'all are playing jokes on us.
I didn't have any faith in my initials.
Yeah,
sorry.
Just rip the Band-Aid off, Leanne.
Oh, Leanne.
Yeah.
Right. It only hurts you, Leanne. It only hurts you.
So we just took that $1,000 bill. We were going to rip it in half and give you one half, and we're going to keep the other.
All right?
Perfect. Oh, I'm so excited. I love you guys.
See, we love you. Are you just going to blow the $500, or do you have something you got to spend it on?
I should save it, but you know what? I'll probably do something crazy with
good
it.
Good for
sure.
You.
Go on a trip, Leanne. Have fun, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I love you guys.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Joining us on the show to promote her new sitcom, Marry Me, which is on NBC. Please welcome the lovely and talented Casey Wilson to the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Hey,
yay!
Casey.
Oh,
I'll tell you, Casey. This is Kelly Raspberry, and I was lucky enough to get home last week in time to catch the premiere of Marry Me. And I'll admit, I was kind of happy about the show. It looked interesting. I am so glad I caught that first episode.
Me too, because that opening scene is incredible.
I love your show.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for watching it.
Oh, gosh. And from what I understand, I know you recently got married in the spring, and that this show is loosely based on your relationship?
It is. Yeah, my husband created the show, and it's loosely based. I hope I'm not as crazy as the character. I hope it's loosely.
Is it weird for him to write love stories with you and another guy? Does he tell you that?
You know, sadly, what's weird is that it's not weird because he just wants to make money and for the show to do well. No, I'm kidding.
How often do you tell him when you guys get into a little argument, don't you use this on the show?
Very often, all the time. And then I see it there the next week. But it's good. You know, we have to take anything from our lives. And it's obviously a sitcom, so we're not pulling anything dark.
Sure.
Well, is this pretty much how your proposal went? I mean, the opening scene is classic. Is that about how it was in real life?
No, in real life, mercifully, I did not scream things about his mother and friends only to find they were hiding in the closet.
Yeah.
Listening, no. In real life, it was very smooth.
We're talking with Casey Wilson from the new show on NBC, Marry Me. Casey, do you hate your mother-in-law?
Be honest.
I'll be completely honest with you guys because I know she's asleep. No.
Good answer. Good answer.
Well, this isn't your first, time trying a comedy.
She's always listening, you guys. She's always listening.
She always is.
Yeah.
Right.
She'll find it too, Casey.
So, I mean, how far are you into filming this current season? How deep are you in?
We filmed about 9 episodes.
And have you already heard this been picked up for a full season? I mean, is it too soon for that?
I need everyone to watch so I can have a job.
I'm telling you, it is really so funny. And I'm hoping, because I like to watch shows and live tweet. Do you do that? Do you tweet along with it?
Yes, we are. We're going to live tweet it tonight and continue to do whatever we need to do.
And you just do hashtag marry me? Is that how we get in on that?
Yeah, hashtag marry me.
Now, if you don't recall where you've met Casey Wilson before on your TV, you were on SNL back in 2008 and 2009, and you decided to leave. It wasn't a fit for you? It wasn't your thing?
No, not a great fit. I love doing the show, but I was only on there for 2 seasons, and then I was on Happy Endings, a sitcom. I think better fit for me to be on a TV show, kind of more of an acting show than doing sketch comedy, even though it was really fun.
Yeah. Was SNL, like, just super stressful every single week when you guys were trying to come up with the content?
It was. I was actually just back in New York at 30 Rock to do Jimmy Fallon, and I went in the building, and I was like, I think I have post-traumatic stress disorder in this building. But, no, it was fun. It's a really stressful show. Obviously, it's live, but it's competitive and kind of a good way, but it is very stressful.
It's got to be stressful with a new sitcom, too. I mean, it's you and your husband's baby.
Thank you.
And I'm imagining the quest to find the man to play your husband on the show or your future husband. I'm assuming you eventually get married. That had to be kind of an interesting casting, trying to find the right chemistry there.
It was. We found Ken Marino. He was the first person that we even thought about. He's so funny, and he's amazing, and he's just incredible. But it was difficult, you know, to find someone to play that part. But he was the first name we came up with, and he agreed to do it. We were so lucky to have him. So.
Brilliant.
In terms of preparation for this role, I know, you know, from movies and talking to actors and stuff in the past, when they've had to do this very realistic married couple style life, they've lived together for 30 days or really prepped by, like, you know, pretending to be in a relationship. Did you and your TV, you know, fiancé do that at all to try and learn what it was like to be married?
We only made love a few times.
Okay.
I didn't do any method preparations, but I think, no, we definitely spent a lot of time together, and I think we have good chemistry and we have fun together. Ken is just one of the funniest guys on the planet.
It is
so
great.
It didn't take much.
It's
Maybe
a great
I
combination.
Done, now that I'm hearing that, though, I'm feeling like I should have done more preparation.
Now, for those who missed the first week's episode, you know, like maybe you and Al, JC,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can watch on demand. But for those who did miss it, can you just give us a brief little synopsis about the storyline? We're talking because we know what it's about, but the people listening might not be familiar with your character and what the
and
premise of the show
to,
is.
It's easy to catch up, right?
Yeah, very
easy. Yeah, I play Annie. Annie and I have just come back from a Mexican vacation with my boyfriend of 6 years, and I thought he was going to propose on the trip, and he didn't. And I'm just kind of that moment where I think a lot of women have had where I just snap completely. And as I'm snapping, I just start going off on him and on his mom and on his friends. I go crazy. And basically, he's gotten down on one knee behind me, and I don't see that he is proposing. And in fact, after that, everyone I don't realize everyone's hiding in various spots around the house to surprise me, and they've all heard me. So it's a tough opening. It's a very tough opening, and then, you know, the rest of the episode is us continuing to get engaged. But spoiler alert, everything's going to be okay with our
And okay, this is so funny. She has, her parents are gay. She has two dads.
Oh, really?
Yes, and one of them is a former SNL alum, and another one is a Scandal alum. Smash those two together, and those are her dads. It's really...
It's Tim Meadows and Dan Bukatinski, and they're really funny, and it's... Really, they're good.
Yeah, they put their sperm, like, they just mixed it up, and so they would never know who was the father, and one's black and one's white.
Oh,
and she's the product. But they pretend they don't know who the dad is.
Yeah, but it's pretty
clear.
Tim Meadows is the dad, duh.
It's so
awesome. It's fairly clear, but, you know, we're a very PC family, and we don't really know, for sure.
So is that also based on your real life?
No, that part is not based, but... I have two best friends named the Kevins. They're both named Kevin, and they're a gay couple, and so we use their names, and my dads are called the Kevins.
The Kevins.
I thought it was funny to have two guys named Kevin.
I guess an upcoming episode has to be the discussion on who's going to give you away then, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Hey,
look,
really
Al, you're
look at me writing the show.
You're writing it.
You should, like, join the writing crew.
No, I don't. You don't want that.
Stay in your lane, okay?
All right, Casey Wilson.
We're chatting with Casey Wilson from Marry Me. How did you go about dating your boss when you were on Happy Endings?
Well, I knew it was important to sleep my way to the middle.
Right.
I don't know. I just really liked David, and so it wasn't for about a year on Happy Endings, and then we started dating, and that I was able to break him down enough to start dating me. And it was the first TV show he had ever done, and I think was nervous, but it went well. And we started dating over the summer so that people wouldn't murder us if it didn't go well.
So you were the aggressor then. You're the one going after him.
Yes, I was, actually, now that you put it that way.
Well, see, Casey, you kind of messed things up for me personally.
Why?
Because I choose to tell myself I'm a funny girl, and men don't like and marry funny girls. And you have just screwed this up for me because you're a funny girl and you got married.
I change your thinking. I think they do. I mean, I think men do like funny women. That's my experience, but maybe, I don't know, maybe not.
I need to move to Hollywood and find people who can appreciate me for who I am.
We're on a TV show.
We like funny. We just don't want you to be funnier than us. If we're an 8 on the funny meter, you could be a 4 or 5. You know, just be funny,
right?
And then laugh at our jokes.
Like, you'll know in your heart you're funnier than them.
Right. So you're funny naturally. Can you give me like a good like what's your from back in your dating days? You're an old married woman now of 6 months maybe. You have a go-to pickup line that you could give me that I could steal from you since you're not using it anymore?
Oh gosh, your go-to pickup line is normally, can you buy me 10 drinks? And that's just so I can...
See, she's funny.
Yeah.
She's funny.
So you'll be so much
funny, both funny and an alcoholic.
Casey Wilson, do you really have a plate setting for Oprah for every event that you have?
I did it for 2 events. For Thanksgiving, I just put out a place for her and just put her name on a leaf. And then at our wedding, we did have a place for her at the head table. We didn't actually put a seat out, but we put her name just in case she stopped
by. Just in case. I see that. You never know.
I love that.
Just in case. Yeah, I don't have her address, so I just sort of invite it because I feel like she'll hear me.
Hey, you throw
That's
it
right.
out there. You never know.
Casey Wilson, thank you so much for joining us today. And our listeners can catch your show, Marry Me, at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Tuesday nights on NBC. It's not too late to get caught up if you missed the first episode.
All right.
Please watch it with me.
I love it. I'll check it out.
Casey, please come back and be on the show again.
We want to
keep the show on the air. We love it. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Casey.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Your attention, please.
This is Big Al from the Kid Craddock in the Morning News Studio. Starting tomorrow, we will play the free money name game at 7:10 and 8:10 Central Time. Again, starting tomorrow, we will play the free money name game at 7:10 Central and 8:10. 10 Central. That's up to $2,000 per day as opposed to $1,000 per day. Don't forget to post the free money for Kid Nation on your social media pages before 7:10 Central to win at that time and before 8:10 Central to win before that time. We now return you to your regularly scheduled broadcast.
Why not to induce panic?
Yeah, Al. You stayed calm?
Stayed calm. Dude.
Nobody was freaking out?
No.
See, the thing is we want people to freak out because it's a big deal.
Okay.
Well, I freak out a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe your delivery could have been more high energy is what he's saying.
More hype?
Oh.
Big
do it again?
Deal.
I can do it again.
We're doing it twice, not once,
again.
But twice.
On. Let's see what hype newsman would sound like.
You know, Nicki Minaj looking for a new hype man.
What up, what up? Yo, what's up? This is Big Al from the Kid Craddock in the Morning News Studio starting tomorrow. Not today, tomorrow. We're going to play a free money name game at 7:10 and 8:10 Central Time every single day. That's more money, up to $2,000 per day, cuz. And don't forget to post free money for Kid Nation on your social media. I'm talking about your Twitter. I'm talking about your Facebook. I'm talking about everything, man. You can do it before 7:10 Central Twin at that time, before 8:10 Central Twin for that time. You got it, fam. I'm out.
Yeah, caller.
I like that better. See?
Now we hit both audience.
That's how I talk to my brother.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Now let's dive into some love advice with Kelly Raspberry, who knows all the love business.
My belly is full.
Love letters.
I'm ready.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I wanted to make a viral video, so I thought I'd be funny and video my girl when she was coming out of anesthesia.
Uh-oh.
I made a list of questions that would either embarrass her or ones that I could blackmail her with. One of the questions I asked was one I knew the answer to. Who's the man of your dreams?
Perfect.
Me, of course. Apparently not. She said her ex's name.
No!
Not even like Ryan Gosling or something?
The one person's name I absolutely did not want to hear because he happens to be my best friend.
Wait.
She swears up and down that she's over him. So why did she say his name when I ask her about this? Am I making something out of nothing? I set myself up for this. I know. What's done is done, though. And now I don't know what to do with it. So what do I do, Brett?
You're going to have to get over it, Brett. Look at other videos of people coming out of anesthesia.
Yeah.
They're talking absolute nonsense, weeping because Beyonce wasn't there when she woke up from surgery.
But they really want that.
But, okay, somewhere, come on, JC.
It's whatever you want
Kelly,
to associate with
you
it.
Set yourself up with it. Now, if you want to throw this wonderful girl away and that relationship away, you keep obsessing on it. Otherwise, you're going to have to find a way to say, my bad, and just move on. Or to throw, okay, that's your two choices, JC.
I know, but I feel
throw the relationship away or stop obsessing on it.
It might not mean anything.
It might mean nothing. Nothing.
So you're telling me that girl that woke up and they asked her, she started saying she wanted to hook it up with Ryan Gosling. She didn't want to.
You know what? Probably not to that extreme. You know, you have crushes on people and things, but stuff just comes out.
It does come out. Last time when I got put to sleep, my girlfriend's sitting there and she told me, I kept saying, I want a flirty skirt. I want a flirty skirt.
A flirty
skirt? You want that?
No, I want a flirty skirt.
When does Jenna wear flirty skirt?
Ever.
All day long.
I've never even said those two words together. Why? Who knows why I was saying that? Maybe
it's silly.
Just heard those two words.
Subliminally, you think about flirty skirt.
I want a flirty skirt.
Okay, then you shouldn't be in this relationship with this girl either. Y'all read too much into everything. Usually I tell the girl to quit looking for trouble. Now I'm telling the man, stop making trouble where there is none.
Oh, let's flip it around.
And by the way, you're dating your best friend's girl?
Yeah, first of all, that's a problem.
Pro rule violation. That's the real problem.
You know, and he, obviously, the former best friend, doesn't have a problem with it because you don't speak of him as the past tense best friend.
Right. Yeah. Let's flip it around. What if it was the guy waking up and she asked the same question and he said the ex-girlfriend's name?
Of course. She'd be obsessed about it, too.
Yeah.
That's because people shouldn't go looking for trouble where there is none.
True that.
There you go. Well said.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys are really into the whole Tinder app thing right now.
Oh, I might add it back. I don't know.
Jenna's still on it, kind of. So I'm hoping you can help me out. I met my boyfriend on there a few months ago, and we've been exclusive pretty much since our first date.
Pretty much.
Neither of us has gone on another date with anybody else since we met, so I deleted the app off my phone, and I assumed he would do the same.
Uh-oh.
Keyword assumed. Then the other night, I caught him swiping through all kinds of profiles. He still has the app. I was shocked and I was offended he doesn't have enough sense to get rid of it. I feel like it's one of those unspoken things. You get in a relationship, you delete your dating app. I got a teeny bit livid with him over it, and he just doesn't understand. Am I wrong? He's not using it to take women out, but why does he need the stupid thing? He's got me. What else does he need?
See, you're going to end up ruining this. You're going to end up ruining it. He's looking for fun. He's bored. Yeah. It's just interesting to him.
The swipe.
Some people do games. You know, he's just looking
around. You're pushing it too soon. I'm telling you, I hate to keep bringing it up. I swear y'all think I'm getting paid. But Matthew Hussey in Get the Guy talks about things like this, how you react when a man does this, when he says, I need space, or when he's doing things like this. He would give you the correct response and how a man thinks, because we're thinking like a woman thinks. Well, if I'm willing to give up everything for this man, why isn't he willing to give up everything for me? Men are not programmed that way. There are just certain things about a man he thinks differently. I guarantee you it is harmless him looking through that thing. Mm-hmm. It's like looking through the pages of a magazine, just looking.
But what if he's swiping?
But if you start nagging him about it,
what if
he's going to say, oh, if you're going to nag me about it, I'm going to swipe right. And it's going to end up ugly.
Swipe or no swiping.
You can't make the decision for both of you to delete an app.
Unless y'all agree on it or something.
Yeah, you got to agree on it. Who was I talking to? Crap.
Maybe you delete it at the same time when you get in a relationship, right? You get together and say, hey, let's get out of this.
I was talking to somebody, and they met on Tinder, and it was a relationship thing, and they both kind of, like, they had the conversation about, are we exclusive?
Mm-hmm.
And then they said that it got to the point where we're going to delete the app. But they talked about it.
Right.
And then one day he texted her, I did it.
Oh,
and she
nice.
Said, I did it too. And it was kind of like this little...
That's how you know it's official.
Yeah, it could be cutesy like that.
But if you try to force this on him, he's going to rebel, because then you're going to be his mama trying to be his boss, and he's going to run.
The woman speaks the truth.
Yes, she does.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I try.
My wedding is in a couple weeks, and I just want to curl up in a ball and cry.
I get that.
I dread it. Planning started pretty drama-free, but my parents have made it terrible. My dad left when I was 4. Then he showed up again when I was 17, so my mom pretty much hates him. I'm not exactly thrilled with the man, but he's been trying hard since then. Now it's a battle of who should walk me down the aisle.
Dang.
My mom says she's been both a mama and a daddy to me, so she should do it. My dad says he's my dad, so it just makes sense. I'm stuck in the middle, just wanting to enjoy my wedding. I don't know what to do. Any advice on how to rectify this so I can enjoy my last couple weeks as a bachelorette? That is from Christine.
You can do whatever you want at your wedding now. I've seen a bride walk herself down the aisle.
Yeah.
I have seen a mother and a father walk their child down the aisle. The tradition of a father walking his daughter down the aisle went out the window with all these splintered families. You can do whatever you want. You can drive a motorcycle down the aisle and hop off. You can pogo stick. I don't care what you do. You do
That's
whatever
true.
You want to do.
Ooh,
and
pogo stick.
Whoever pouts the longest is the loser in this situation. So let your mama have her butt on her shoulders. Let your daddy be mad. If you want your father walking you down the aisle, you say, mama, you be on the left, daddy, you be on the right. Or whatever the correct order is, I don't know.
Or did he even earn it?
He's trying to earn his way back
in. I know
in.
He's trying.
But if one walks halfway and then they do the handoff.
You're not going to... tell anybody that you could speak to this, JC, when somebody comes in decade later or whatever it is, and they're trying, they're making the effort. You don't want to, as a child, you want to foster that. You can't help it. You want your daddy. You want your mommy.
You're allowed to set boundaries when that happens. It happened to me. My father didn't come into my life until I was 23.
Well, she's not saying what she wants, is she?
No, she's
not.
So
I'm just having to guess.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so whatever you want. If your mom is going to raise such a stink and be like, I won that battle because daddy's not, say, I don't want anybody walking me down the aisle. I'm going to walk myself down the aisle.
And you know what? That's fine.
And that's fine. It's fine.
What if she did the Dougie down the aisle?
She can do that because it's her wedding.
Or you can have both of them walking down the aisle.
Or do the Dougie and the wobble.
Oh, the wobble.
Oh, and then chop it off with a little stanky leg.
And then finish it with the wiggle.
Yeah.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
If you
want
to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. See Kelly's face right there. Click on the tab.
Click on my face.
Write that letter. We'll read it on air. We'll fix your problem, no problem.
We'll fix your problem, no problem.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Just look at my belly. Just look at my belly. Just look at my belly.
I pig out.
Just look at my belly.
Are pregnancy cravings just a huge old lie?
What?
Are they? You'll never know because you're a man.
Exactly, Kelly.
And you can't conceive life.
Wait a minute. This is like part of history, though. You can't blow my mind like this.
I know. Well, according to Blake Lively, who is pregnant and is a woman, as far as we know. She says they might be a little bit of a lie.
Cravings, nah.
No?
No, we just lie.
You're good.
You just it's the perfect way to get what you want all the time. If you want chocolate ice cream at midnight, you have a craving.
You're busting out pregnant women everywhere.
What? Kelly Raspberry.
What?
So y'all just got together. Y'all had a meeting. All the women had a meeting or something at some point, or sent out a memo and said, hey, when you get pregnant, ask for any food that you want.
Because well, guys first of all, here's that. The thing. Now, what? Blake did say, I'm only teasing. People don't ever get to that part. She's only teasing, but here's the truth about it. You do have a taste for certain things. You do feel, now, not every woman. See, I can only speak from my experience. Everybody's pregnancy is different. When I was told I was pregnant, ding, ding, ding. So excited I'm pregnant because you know how hard I tried, but added bonus,
Oreos.
I can eat whatever I want.
So you could use it as an excuse.
Exactly. And a lot of women do use this pregnancy position to their advantage. And perhaps you might, honey, please get up and get that for me because I'm pregnant.
Oh,
and my
feet
are swollen. So things that maybe you would normally do for yourself, well, now you have this blissful little 9-month window where people are supposed to cater to you, because I'm going to tell you, once that baby's here, the roles reverse, and all you do is spend all your time catering to that little baby, and everybody forgets about mom. So let a woman have those 9 months. Maybe she's not necessarily craving chocolate ice cream at 1 o'clock in the morning, but she really likes them. You know, so it's just like taste for things.
I think they're real, right? I mean, I don't know. I haven't had a baby. I crave stuff, and I'm not pregnant.
Exactly. You have. I think sometimes your body actually craves salt if you need a little salt or something.
Is that what you want, pickles?
My thing was,
yeah, I drink pickled juice.
Oreos.
Yeah.
I couldn't get things spicy enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would literally put spoonfuls of wasabi and stuff, and I couldn't get it hot enough. Up until about the 8 month of pregnancy, when everything's sitting at your chest and you get heartburn no matter what. So even though I could take the heat in my mouth, My heart couldn't handle it. I was getting heartburn terribly.
Is there any truth to, like, the kid then kind of having an affinity for whatever the mom craved a lot and ate when pregnant?
I don't know, because
no. I like the things my mom craved.
Some people say that's true, but see, my thing was McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have a McDonald's cheeseburger, and I think maybe
because...
Did
your mom eat McDonald's cheeseburgers?
No, but I was going to say Emma Kelly,
you know,
she doesn't care for cheeseburgers at all. She doesn't care for the texture of meat, but that was my thing.
I need to call my mom.
McDonald's cheeseburgers. Now, did I crave them or did I just really want them? I really had a taste for them, and they don't taste, your taste buds do change, and they don't quite taste the same to me now as good as they did when I was pregnant.
What did Kinsey, your wife, want, JC?
Kinsey used to, again, spicy foods, and I think that's because it says the spiciness makes your body sweat, which cools off your body, because you get really hot when you're pregnant. But Kinsey really wanted to eat a lot of black olives.
Oh. Does she normally like those?
She likes them okay, but this was where we would have to buy those jars.
Yeah.
And she would literally take a spoon and eat black olives just out of the can.
Did she crave different things since she's had a boy and a girl now? Different things with the...
From what I remember, they were about the same. She ate a lot of watermelon. And I mean, everybody likes watermelon, but this was to the point where we were buying a watermelon every other day.
Yeah. Loved it because the flavors, I think,
I've heard that
burst.
Lots of girls that I know that have been pregnant eat just like kill watermelon.
Yeah. And
it's like the flavor, just something happens and it does change.
And she wanted those Jack in the Box tacos.
That was her thing, huh?
So anytime I was out and about, she would call me and be like, hey, pick me up like 4 of those tacos from Jack in the Box.
So are there cravings? I guess, or are they just a taste for something? I don't know.
I think it's hormonal. Well, I mean, then why do women crave chocolate that time of the month?
Right, exactly.
It's a hormonal thing.
Now, I never did the weird thing, like, everybody always goes with the pickles and ice cream, like those weird food combinations. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a thing for me.
You never mixed anything crazy? I don't think Kinsey did either.
Not a food combination thing. But I did. I mean, I had license to eat. So for the first couple months of my pregnancy, I just looked like I gained a lot of weight, because it wasn't pregnancy weight. It was eating weight.
Well,
truthfully, those first 2 or 3 months.
You know what else my wife was really into when she was pregnant? She had cravings for Cheerios. So we had like 10 boxes of all the different flavors of Cheerios so that she wouldn't get sick of them. And by the time she gave birth to our kids, we had like half empty.
Cheerios has flavors?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have different
banana,
flavors.
They have peanut butter, they have
frosted,
chocolate, they have frosted.
Berry. And didn't she go through a goldfish flavor phase with Chloe?
Was
that Chloe?
Yeah, it was with Chloe.
She went through flavored goldfish with Chloe.
Well, you had the cupcake flavor, you got chocolate, you got cookies and cream, you got cheese, you got cheddar, white cheddar.
Oof, I'm going through a Flamin' Hot Buffalo. Cheetos phase, always.
But as a husband of a woman who's pregnant, just know this. She is abusing her power. Let her. Kelly.
I'm a liar.
She is. It's just the truth.
Fellas,
take advantage of the situation that is presented to you.
We can kind of give them that because when we hurt, we kind of take advantage of our situation too. If we have a little bit of a.
Guys,
we milk
it
a little bit too. I called myself yesterday. Baby, bring me some water.
Oh, with your knee?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're guys. We do that if we have a...
So we'll go ahead and give you guys 9 months, because y'all got to deal with us the other
time.
Yes,
the midnight feedings, the three, especially if she's breastfeeding, that's something a man cannot do for the baby, as helpful as you want to be.
Most of the time.
Would you rather, like, go out to the store at 2 a.m. and get her ice cream or rub her feet?
I'd rather rub her feet any day than go to the store at 2 a.m. That is the worst thing that I had to do.
Yeah, if you rub her feet, you know, I mean, these things.
Well, they do get more randy when they're pregnant.
Yeah, so
it's scientifically proven.
Who says randy?
JC and Michael Myers.
Randy.
Yeah, ladies get a little randy.
JC and Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Trying to keep it clean for the young ones.
Really, he's the only person I know that says it, which is fine. I was just curious.
Because I'm a foreigner.
Can't use that excuse forever.
Austin Powers and I are foreigners.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Double your pleasure now with the free money name game.
More money, more money, more money.
We're going to be playing it twice a day now.
Yeah.
7:10 Central and then an hour later at 8:10 Central.
Okay, so we're giving away potentially up to $2,000.
Up to $2,000.
Surplus money because nobody ever puts the free money for Kid Nation.
Exactly. How do we?
A lot of people are doing it. We're just not calling those initials.
Yeah, that's how you get the extra $500. Go to Facebook, go to Twitter, Instagram, and just type in free money for Kid Nation.
Boom.
Every 24 hours. It doesn't just work once. You got to do it every single day.
Sooner or later, we're going to call you initials.
Oh, yeah. We're doing it twice a day tomorrow.
Yep.
And from now on. But first, you guys.
And now, JC's fun squirrel fact of the day.
Yeah.
How many more days in Squirrel Awareness Month?
It's National Squirrel Awareness Month, Jenna.
How many more days?
So about another week and a half.
I know you wear pink for breast cancer awareness, but I hadn't heard of anything about squirrel awareness.
Yeah, what do you do for squirrel awareness?
You just become aware of squirrels.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Make sure they're all right.
My car tires are aware.
Stash your nuts.
Here's your fun fact. Back in 2007, Iran found 14 squirrels near their border with espionage equipment. So they did the sensible thing and arrested them.
They arrested the squirrel?
They arrested the squirrel.
Put them in squirrel jail?
Yeah, it was reported by the country's official news agency and confirmed by the country's chief of police, though he said he didn't have any details. Everybody took the opportunity to make this is nuts joke. Because that is nuttier than squirrel poo.
Did they get interrogated? That's pretty creative, though.
They got in squirrel.
Did they have little tiny GoPros?
I don't know what the espionage equipment was. I don't know if they had little tiny squirrel guns.
You think it was like a camera that was like built into a little fake acorn?
I bet you that.
And then it carried it around in its mouth.
It's brilliant when you think about
it.
Yeah. Well, that they picked the wrong gang of squirrels.
I'm telling you.
14 squirrels were arrested. Well, how do you put those little handcuffs on their little arms?
Aww. Little zip ties. Yeah. I mean, little zip ties.
You don't think they harmed the squirrels in any way, do you? It's not the squirrels' fault.
No word on what if the squirrels were released or not. Aww. They might be serving a life sentence.
I think their lives can be turned around.
And they were waterboarded.
That energy can be harnessed for good.
They were nutboarded. I came so close. I finally came so close to becoming best friends with a squirrel in my backyard.
That's like a really sad thing you just
said. No, Jenna, this is what I've been working towards.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah.
I came so close to becoming best friends with a squirrel in my backyard.
Kelly bought me this squirrel feeder.
I did.
And a lot of squirrel food.
I didn't know it was going to be the squirrel feeder of death,
It
though.
Has become...
What's the feeder that was is shaped like a squirrel head, so when the squirrel's in it, he has a huge squirrel head?
No.
Yeah. No, this was like a house. It was like a mansion for the squirrels.
Explain to me, please, the difference between squirrel food and rat food.
Because it's got squirrel food is squirrel food.
I thought squirrels were just like daytime rats.
Yeah.
They're not rats.
Rats that like power lines. And
but see,
right in your car.
He put up the squirrel feeder, but there was one particular... See, birds don't often understand the difference between bird food and squirrel food.
Yeah.
And birds are just hungry.
Right. Birds were trying to get it.
And apparently there was a very violent squirrel.
Burly squirrel got after a bird and killed him and then put him inside so the other birds knew not to come by.
See, that's what happens.
So,
but then what happened when you took the dead bird out? What happened, JC?
The dead bird?
There was another bird.
Oh, yeah, he brought it back. There was another bird that was back. So another bird tried to get in
there.
Not once,
but twice.
Bird. Yeah, so we had to get rid of the squirrel feeder for a while. But I go out there in my chair with my squirrel food, and I hit nuts together to try to get their attention.
Is that what you do to get squirrels' attention?
Yeah, I hit nuts together and just...
That's the squirrel call? Okay.
And then you do the
universal squirrel call?
Yeah, squirrel.
Is that a squirrel tip you got on Google or something?
YouTube.
YouTube tells you to do
yes,
that.
Yes, I watch YouTubes on how to touch squirrels.
What kind of nuts are you banging together?
Just the walnuts that fall off my tree, and I just tap those bad boys together and then make the...
Well,
I hold my squirrel food.
Well, Vicky went to help a squirrel.
Well, I'm not done with my story yet.
Oh, I sure thought you were.
And so I'm sitting out there. Would you like me not to finish my story?
No, go ahead, buddy.
You just want to move it?
Go ahead, buddy.
So
go
I'm ahead, sitting buddy. Out there, and I got this squirrel that I call LT that... Actually gets pretty close to me.
So you named the squirrel LaDainian Tomlinson.
LT, yes.
Is it a black squirrel?
Because he's the nicest one. No, he's just...
Is he wearing a little football jersey?
He has like a... He doesn't wear a football jersey, but he has this like little patch on his head that looks like a star. So I called him LT, and he comes closest to me, but he's never gotten to where I can touch him.
Right.
So the other day, I'm out there, and I have my food, and I actually was holding it, and he got close to within touching range.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, LT and I are about to become friends.
You're about to be in his circle of trust.
Once you touch a squirrel, I think you're in. You know, once you touch him, you're like, cool, we're good. I'll come by. You can touch me. I'll eat off you. We're fine. Right?
Okay, you can touch me and I'll eat off you?
Yeah. That's the friendship of a squirrel and a human. And I'm seriously holding the food. I'm reaching out with my right hand.
No, you too soon. Too soon, JC.
He's just staring at me.
How much time had passed by?
Like seconds, Al. He just rolls up to me, and I'm throwing little nuts right in front of him.
Soon.
And he's picking it up. And he's kind of looking at me like, go ahead, touch me.
Go ahead
and touch me.
No, you're going to have to take him on a second date.
I'm putting my hand closer with the food. He's not moving. I'm like, all right, I'm bringing the right one in.
Mm-mm.
I'm bringing the right one in.
Foul.
And I am within inches of touching LT.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear my back door open, and I hear my dog run out.
Oh.
And he starts barking. LT drops his nuts.
Oh,
looks
man.
At me like, you betrayed me, sir.
Yep.
Gave me just a quick little glance of you betrayed me and just scampered off.
That's
just
it.
Ran off, climbed my fence. Haven't seen LT since.
Never seen him again.
I got in the biggest fight with Kinsey over this.
I thought you were going to say you hit your dog.
No, because Kinsey let the dog out. She saw me clearly out there trying to touch squirrels.
Dog's just doing what a dog going to do.
JC, do you ever think that maybe this is like for the best? Because squirrels aren't really known to be friendly.
What are you talking about?
They really aren't.
They're the cutest squirrels.
Are they? Are they all nice?
No. Well, Vicky was trying to help a squirrel out, and it didn't go very well either. Vicky's on the phone right now. Hello.
Vicky, you touched a squirrel?
No.
What? Tell us what happened.
My cat had caught this little tiny squirrel. And, well, actually, it was kind of more like a little chipmunk.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to save the squirrel. And I was walking in my door, so I grabbed the squirrel away from the cat, walked inside, put my stuff down, and I thought, I'm holding a little squirrel. I'll take it picture. So I snapped a picture of it.
Got
that time it jumped out of my hand.
Mm.
Ran around in my house.
You held it.
I finally caught it again, and when I picked it up, it bit me.
Yeah, I was scared.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to get to the door to let it out, and it jumped down on my finger. I went to the bone this time.
Oh my gosh! Did you have to go to the doctor?
I went to the emergency room. I had to get a tetanus shot and pain shot and big horse pill antibiotics to take every day.
Rabies or anything? I mean, everything's good?
Do you have rabies?
I'm sorry?
Are you foaming at the mouth?
Yeah, are you foaming or anything?
No, just checking to see
not yet. I told everybody if they see a crazy woman running up a tree foaming at the mouth looking for acorns.
Terrified of water.
It's you.
We might have to test you for a squirrel.
Yeah. But you touched a squirrel.
So is the squirrel?
Yes.
So I'm assuming you dropped the squirrel after it bit you and it ran out or?
Yes, I didn't really drop it. I kind of threw it across the yard.
Yeah. Well, you saved its life.
Yeah, way to save its life.
No, I didn't.
And you touched it.
Wait, what?
You didn't?
You threw it to its death.
No, I threw it out in the front yard, and the cat grabbed it again.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.